Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today we're in Romans chapter 2, and I'm going to read to you verse 4. Or do you despise the riches of his goodness, forbearance, and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance? In this section of his letter to the Christians in Rome, Paul wrote as if speaking to those who have generally moral lives, yet they don't think they need the salvation that only God can give. These people in Paul's mind think that because they're better morally than many people, they can be good enough to earn a right standing with God. Paul points out that this generally moral person presumes upon the goodness, forbearance, and long-suffering of God, which all should bring the moralist into a humble repentance instead of an attitude of superiority. Goodness may be considered God's kindness to us regarding our past sin. He's been good to us because he has not judged us yet, though we deserve it. Forbearance may be considered God's kindness to us regarding our present sin. This very deed, indeed this very hour, we have fallen short of his glory, yet he holds back his judgment against us. Long-suffering may be considered God's kindness to us regarding our future sin. God knows that we're going to sin tomorrow and the next day, yet he holds back his judgment against us. Considering all this, it's no surprise that Paul describes these three aspects of God's kindness to us as God's riches. Strangely, these riches of God's goodness, forbearance, and long-suffering are despised by many people. Sometimes people think of these as examples of weakness in God. They say things like, "If there's a God in heaven, let him strike me dead." And then when it doesn't happen, they'll say, "See, I told you there was no God." Men misinterpret God's forbearance and his long-suffering as his approval, and they refuse to repent. Knowing how great God's kindness is, it's a great sin to presume upon the graciousness of God, and we easily come to believe that we deserve it. Well, friends, we don't. You see, God's purpose in all this goodness is to lead us to repentance. Wise men and women see the riches of God's forbearance and long-suffering, and they understand. They understand that God has been better to them than they deserve. They understand that God has shown them kindness when they have ignored him. They understand that God has shown them kindness when they've mocked him. They understand that God is not a cruel master, and they may safely surrender to him. They understand that God is perfectly willing to forgive them. And they understand that God should be served out of simple gratitude. All of these things should lead us to faith and repentance instead of presuming that God will forever hold back his judgment. Friend, are you waiting for God to drive you to repentance? He usually doesn't work like that. God's normal way is described here in this verse, that God leads you to repentance. Don't despise the riches of his goodness to you. Instead, regard every new day as a generous gift from God, giving humanity more time to repent from their sin and more time to trust him as creator and redeemer.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.